part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026 edition. President Donald Trump, alongside like-minded Republicans, as well as people in his administration, are not thrilled with expanded absentee voting based on his executive order earlier this year to expand the United States Postal Service's ability to stop delivery of absentee voter ballots to those who are not on a federal mailing voting list. Federal mailing voter list. Some Republicans would send the expanded AV voting to the junk heap. Turns out, though, the most likely Republican Secretary of State nominee, Macomb County Clerk Anthony Forlini, would oppose such an effort. Forlini said, "My job would not to be necessarily to get rid of absentee voting, but to fix the process." From his listening tour, the former Republican state lawmaker has seen firsthand what he calls the need for tighter protocols to make sure voter fraud does not seep into the absentee voting system. The Republican nominee at the August 22nd state convention said, "Absentee voting is not the problem. It's the rules and the protocols put in place that ensure that every ballot that is sent out is returned by the person that it was intended to come back from, and not somebody else being able to intercept the ballot and return it." But while he is in step with lots of folks who favor the form of absentee voting, the same cannot be said for a petition drive that netted about 600,000 signatures to create an independent commission to draw voting district lines. It was a ballot question that was not even close. Voters said they were done having lawmakers draw those lines. Critics contended, though, it allowed lawmakers to gerrymander districts to favor one political party over the other. Well, Forlini told MERS News Service that he voted no on that proposal and he has no regrets. He says, however, the new system is just as bad. The independent commission gerrymandered itself to a point where the courts had to actually overturn a few of their boundaries. Well, presuming both are nominated without issue, Anthony Forlini, Republican, will face Democratic Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist for Secretary of State. The current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is term limited out and is running for governor. Now, this should be, folks, a very simple race for us to win. Forlini, former state lawmaker, county clerk of one of the largest counties in the state of Michigan, Macomb County, facing the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist. He wants to be Secretary of State, and he's never administered an election ever. Forlini is a county clerk of 850,000 people in Macomb County. if they get on a debate stage, it should be pretty simple for Fellini to beat Gilchrist. That is one race we should win, I feel, automatically. Well, on another case that's going to be on the ballot in November is going to be that of Attorney General. Again, very large county, Oakland County prosecutor, says she's not going to support the Democrats' nominee. When asked if she would support the Democrats' nominee for Attorney General, Oakland County prosecutor Karen McDonald, who also ran, said, "I think my vote will be private." But she did go on to say that the Democratic Party is as divided as it's ever been. McDonald lost to Washtenaw County prosecutor Eli Savitt, who was seen as the more progressive candidate in the race during the Michigan Democratic Party's endorsement convention back in April. Well, earlier last month in June, McDonald launched a Common Sense Coalition Political Action Committee. The PAC's aim was to promote candidates who prioritize services and results over theatrics, purity tests, and extremism, according to the mission statement of the PAC. McDonald refrained from supporting Savitt's candidacy yesterday afternoon during an interview with Fox 2 TV anchor Charlie Langton. Her answer, when asked about supporting Savitt, McDonald said, "I have never seen more extremism. I've never seen what I saw at the convention, which was a lot of Democrats, which a lot of Democrats don't want to talk about. It was filled with hate, bullying, and making people afraid, especially from the Jewish community," McDonald said. She said that after the August primary, she will have a clear understanding of where the party is headed. One of the concerns of the direction of the party she points to specifically is the U.S. Senate race. Progressive, far-left Abdul El-Sayed running against current Congresswoman Haley Stevens. Stevens is seen as representing the longtime insider Democrats. She's been endorsed by former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow and the outgoing U.S. Senator Gary Peters. She's also benefiting from PACs such as AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, who are supporting candidates that promote strong relationships between the United States and Israel. Meanwhile, her opponent, Abdul El-Sayed, is a Muslim and wants to reduce the amount of foreign aid the United States gives to Israel, as well as providing them military equipment. Amid a heated primary, Stevens has been insulted for some of her mannerisms and accent. Meanwhile, El-Sayed has been accused of cozying up to individuals with anti-Semitic behaviors and folks who want to break ties between America and Israel. While in Southfield yesterday signing the school budget, Governor Whitmer said she has not weighed in on the U.S. Senate primary at this juncture, but she thinks some of the rhetoric going back and forth is very concerning. A lot of ugliness is coming out. "I'm a Democrat, and I'm proud to be a Democrat. At the end of the day, I want to make sure that we win this race in the fall," Governor Whitmer said. But this intra-party rhetoric and ugliness, I think, is very problematic. Well, an interesting perspective came from Republican consultant David Forsmark. explaining that it's worth watching how central Oakland County Jewish voters show up this election cycle. Forsmark, predicted that some of them may migrate away from the Democrat Party. This could have a unique impact on one of the campaigns that Forsmark is directly involved in, that being Republican Ryan Berman, a former state representative who's running in the very competitive 13th State Senate District. Well, back in March, Oakland County, West Bloomfield's Temple Israel, the synagogue in West Bloomfield, according to Federal Bureau of Investigations, was struck by a Hezbollah-inspired act of terrorism. Forsmark explained that Berman's wife worked at Temple Israel as a teacher. If you see the security footage, you'll see her actually poking her head out of the door. You'll actually see her lock it and take the kids back away from the windows. They haven't really exploited this story yet, but the community knows it. And this should prove to be a very interesting vote come November. If Berman wins the August primary, this could be a topic that comes out in November. Very, very interesting. One of the stories I had pulled up, and I'm going to get to it right here, this process of the Democrat Party and its leaning away from Israel. Kind of interesting, because one of the stories that we were following ties right into this. We probably won't be able to get to it today, but I will definitely bring it up in the final segment of this hour, and we'll probably carry it through till tomorrow. Robert Chernin, writing his story, opinion piece, The Direction of the Democrat Party. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788. Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, Robert Chernin. I've been getting his opinion editorial pieces sent to the radio station. Came out with this yesterday. The Democratic Party that stood with Israel is dead. The Democratic Party that many Americans once knew no longer exists. The Democratic Socialists of America have dug their claws into the Democratic Party and are now taking it over. Perfect example is what happened this past week. 103 House Democrats voted against our closest ally as they fight a war in our best interests. Democratic Party has been hijacked by radicals. Just look at Mayor Modani in New York, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, AOC from New York in Congress. These Democrats condemn Israel while defending Hamas. Border enforcement is called cruelty, and ICE agents are called Nazis. The Democratic Party has a massive anti-Semitism problem, and the media refuses to say it plainly. While they claim to defend the Constitution while platforming those who seek to destroy it, they are the greatest threat to our country, and America needs to wake up. Well, what you have to understand is that the Democrats' contending leading candidate for our U.S. Senate for the state of Michigan, Abdul El Sayed, could be another one of these anti-Israel candidates that get elected for the very first time to the United States Senate. In his opinion piece, Robert Chernin mentions the mayor of New York and two congresswomen, Omar and AOC, but he doesn't mention a U.S. senator, not yet, because that's boiling down to Abdul El Sayed. Again, if he wins on August 4th, 1 week from this coming Tuesday, the Democrat Party will have their guy in the U.S. Senate. It won't be Bernie Sanders. it'll be Abdul El Sayed from Michigan. So we'll get into this story tomorrow, read it all the way through, but kind of very interesting perspective from Robert Tiernan. Well, again, time's running out, people. This Saturday, July 25th, is the party, and you need to get a ticket. It's that simple. Even if you can't go, buy a ticket for your local county Republican Party. This is going to be a fundraising event with the Michigan Republican Party, getting half of the net proceeds. The other half is going to be split by the county parties. So bottom line, folks, you need to go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets. Ticket sales are going to go all the way through Saturday at 12 noon. You'll be able to get your tickets online. Again, libertymountainusa.com, click on events. Ted Nugent coming to Liberty Mountain, Scott Page from Pink Floyd, plus a bunch of speakers. Everybody's going to be there. Greatly appreciate if you guys would do that. Final thoughts can be sent to my cell phone, 231-360-5140. If you'd like the link directly to it, just text me Saturday. Just text me Saturday, and I'll send you the link. Now, I got a text message real quick here. Kevin Kievsky, he's going to be coming on the show Friday. He will be with us from 11:30 to 11:48. It will be after the Board of Canvassers hearing for the recall language to be heard to recall my wife, Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop. And the attorney, Kevin Kievsky, just confirmed he will be presenting to the Board of Canvassers at 9 o'clock this Friday, July 24th, and he'll be joining us on the radio here at 11:30 on his way back to his office. So looking forward to that. Thank you, Kevin. Also, one last message. Want to make sure that everybody continues to respond and participate in this event. Again, I can't stress the importance of it. It is a fundraiser, and would love for you guys to be a part of it. So again, just text me Saturday, 231-360-5140. Text me Saturday, and I'll send you the information. Well, that's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. That's made up, of course, our show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the TuneIn app, as well as Simple Radio. Download it and search for the call letters WCHY. Have a great day. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm Chuck Arandy. We're out.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of